Hi, I'm Kat, marketer turned brand storyteller.
And I'm Candace, educator turned entrepreneur.
And you're listening to
Not Nice, Clever.
We're two introverts who speak on stages around the country and work with top personal brands who also unapologetically require 24 to 48 hours of recovery time on the couch in our favorite sweats, all Netflix and no chill.
And to be clear, we're not quiet or nice. Together, we're redefining what it means to be an introvert who means business. It's time to show up and show off. Are you in?
In today's mini episode of Not Nice Clever, we are going to be talking about some strategies and some stories about following up, sometimes fumbling, but at the end of the day, still making fucking progress. Ooh, F-bomb. Right out of the gate here. So we hope you'll enjoy this one. We have a lot to say. And so Candace, where are we going to start with the follow-ups and fumbles?
Well, I want to share a fumble that happened this morning and also how I kind of turned it around. I think I approached it differently than I would have in the past.
Okay.
So I want to share the story. This morning, I opened up my email and I got an email from the team that helped me with my website. They said, "Hey, Candace, there's an automation in your website that is directed to our email account, and it should be directed to your email account."
Oh, wow.
So when someone goes on my website, not anymore, but this morning, and fills out the interest form,
shit,
the work with me form, it was going to them.
That form, not just like the newsletter sign up?
The newsletter sign up surprisingly goes to me, but the interest form, the actual, "I want to work with you right now, Candace," that's been going to them for the past 2 months. There were 9 people who filled that out, which I was shocked because I didn't know people actually go to my website. Anyhow, 9 people filled out the "work with me now" form, and they just told me this morning. So then I'm looking at these 9 people and the dates in which they sent me their interest form, and some of them are well over a month. They're like 2 months old, okay? 1 2 months old.
Yeah.
And before, I would have been embarrassed that I didn't reach out to them in a timely manner. And I would have maybe apologized first or led with that or maybe not contacted them at all because I'm embarrassed. But today I was like, okay, well, this is where we are. This is what happened. I updated the form so it now gets sent to me. And I reached out to all 9 of those people and just acted like this just happened.
Well, it did, okay? For you, technically.
For me, it just happened, exactly. And so I just sent a simple email, said, "Thanks for your interest in working with Elevate Design Studios. You can book your consultation here. Excited to meet you." To 9 people. 3 people booked their consultations.
33% conversion.
1 person said, "Thank you, but we found someone else since we filled this out over a month ago." But I was just in my mind, and then the other people haven't responded yet, but I will just continue to reach out to them, add them to my mailing list, you know, do my due diligence to follow up. But I think that I would have felt so embarrassed in the past that I just would not have reached out. And when I hop on a call with them, I will apologize. I will say what happened. I'll be like, "Listen to this podcast episode," but I'm glad we're here now. But I think that we're in our heads too much about how people are going to feel when we push send on that email or that text message. We're so worried about doing something wrong that we never take the action. And sometimes people are just actually genuinely excited to hear from you.
It can be that simple.
And if they're not, then they will ignore you or they will unsubscribe or they will let people be responsible for themselves. Don't assume that they're not excited to hear from you. I'm just assuming that I'm so cool, everyone's fucking excited to hear from me all the time.
Well, I'm always excited.
That's what I'm going
to
assume.
Text message from you.
Thanks. And I'm just going to operate in that way because anything else is not helpful to me. Okay. Anyways, that's how I fumbled and turned it around.
I love that because – so this is where Clever Crew – we'll let you in a little secret. Like Candace and I are – we have a lot in common, right? We're very not nice. We love our couch time post-travel, post-speaking, post-actually just being around people. But she's the investigator. I'm the challenger. But there's certain ways in which we operate which are different but very complementary, which I love about Candace. So like the way that she received those 9 inquiries, found out because of a technical error, she's like, "Oh shit, well, I'm – just going to act as if and see what the fuck happens, right? And that initiating energy that you take, that initiative that you take, I absolutely love that because it's just so simple. It's so easy. It's so action driven, action forward. Whereas I differ from you in that I tend to get in my head and stay in my head. And I tend to overanalyze and I'm like, I need more information, right? Like I'm just so driven by that to the point where I actually don't take action at all, or it takes me a while. Mm-hmm. So life hack, if you are like me, get friends and business partners like Candace. And if you're like Candace, find friends and business partners like me, because totally. My ability to, right, to ground and to hold and to center when like shit's on fire or we're doing this or whatever, like, or it's just like things are crazy. I'm great at that. But too much of that, I take no action. And too much of the action, then you have like no center of gravity. And so my fumble is, if you've been following along on social, I recently moved. We moved into a new apartment and we're still in Washington, D.C. But what was different about this move, at least for me, and I did the math, by the way, Candace, do you know what number move this was for me in my life since I have been on my own?
Oh my gosh. 7.
No. 17.
Shut up.
In fact,
that's crazy.
We should totally do a whole episode on that. Yeah,
that's crazy.
There's lots of life lessons in that. But anyway, so my 17th move, but this differed in that I moved with my partner, Will, right? And we moved from a 2,000 square foot apartment to a 1,000 square foot apartment. Downsizing is a bitch. Like there's just no bones about it. And I'm a ruthless minimalist when it comes to my things. Like 6-7 years ago, I was nearly homeless, like couch surfing with my friends. So like I look at things differently, and that's where Candace and I do have that in common, right? We're just like, let's have space.
Yeah.
Will is not like that. Will is very sentimental when it comes to his possessions and his things, which I love. But downsizing was tough because we had just so many boxes everywhere. You couldn't even move in the apartment. It was so overwhelming. And I would work all day. And then I was also sick over the last couple of weeks. So I just didn't have any energy to do anything. And Candace, it was like for like a solid week and a half, we made like zero progress. And anytime
you're just living
just
in the
living
boxes.
Living in the boxes. Well, we carved out the living space and we set the TV up, right? You know, like the importance and the Wi-Fi.
The important things.
Yeah, the important things. But I was just so overwhelmed. And anytime Will was like, well, why don't we just, you know, do one box here or just do this? I'd be like, we can't. I'd be thinking about all the things we had to buy to adjust our storage ways and everything. And I just kept on making excuses. And then eventually he said something that literally I swear could have come out of your mouth, Candace. He was like, why don't we just unpack one box tonight? Just one. And I was like, but he's like, pick a box. Mm. He's like, and I will unpack it. And then you tell me what to do with all the things in the box. I was like, oh, I get to tell you what to do. Okay. Maybe then you're like, he knows me. He's like, be some of that bossy energy. Like, let's see.
Yep.
And I don't know what it was, but it like opened up the floodgates. We ended up unpacking and organizing like 30% of the apartment in one night after doing nothing for a week and a half. Right.
That's how it happens.
So
yeah.
This is, you know, a story about downsizing and moving apartments, but you can apply it to business. You can apply it to relationship. You can apply it to anything. Like just find yourself people who are complimentary to you so that they can urge you and inspire you and help you like break things down into more digestible steps and like next best step. But also just like, just do the damn thing and you'll feel so much. I felt so much fucking better. Like I could see the floor. Yeah. I was so happy that I could see the apartment floor. So that's my story on totally. The subject of just taking the next best step and not staying stuck in your head. So if there's an area in your life, if it's in your business, if it's in your personal life, if it's with your friends and you just like have been feeling stuck, just take a page out of Candace's book and Will's book. I'm so glad that I have you guys in my life. And just what's the next little thing you could do? Just one thing. And don't assume the worst. Actually, assume the best. Assume the best and do one thing.
Assume the best.
And that's it. You're welcome.
Thanks for joining us on Not Nice, Clever.
Remember to follow our podcast wherever you listen to audio.
And if you found today's episode valuable, please share it with your friends.
No gatekeeping here. Remember, we love to see our clever crew grow.
Signing off, you're not so nice, but oh so clever besties that mean business.
See you soon.